Did we just wake you up, Kendall?
Oh yeah, how you doing? Good morning.
Oh man, we just woke you up. I appreciate that. I can only imagine. Hey, they always say Christmas is stressful. You're trying to quickly come in here and pack up Vancouver in a hurry. I mean, how is the stress going on? Long journey to get back here?
Oh yeah, it was a long, long journey. The flight get delayed. Oh, it was a mess, but finally I get here to pick up my things.
Let me ask you, what were your emotions? You're probably sleeping when you came down, but for you and Priscilla to come back into Vancouver to pick up your things and go, what was going through your head as you made this journey back to the West Coast for the last time?
Well, it was normal because we like here, Vancouver is a great city. We met great people, so it was like a kind of an experience like, okay, we are leaving here. So packing up everything to see the next, the future, what is going to hit.
Kendall, there's a lot of Whitecaps fans that look. I mean, you were the captain of the team here. You were the guy that one of the faces of the franchise. And then last week, it was you kind of seemed so excited to be getting out of here ASAP. I mean, would you do a do-over on that, or were you just happy to leave? What was the sense? Because a lot of people were kind of like, "Wait a minute, man! Like you were kind of our guy here for a few years."
Yes, I understand that, but how can I explain this? If something better is coming for your future, why are you gonna be sad? Do you understand me?
Well, that makes sense. You're starting a
Okay.
new journey. And
Correct.
I think when you're starting a new journey, you have to be excited to be wanted by someone. Is that fair?
That's fair. Totally fair. So at the end, I will, how I told you yesterday by text, is gonna be the right time gonna come, and we're gonna have a long conversation about several things that I don't like, what they was talking about, because I'm an honest person, I'm not a bad guy, and I'm really a person that is grateful and thankful when people do positive things for you.
Kendall, I'll give you this as a yes and no question because I've enjoyed my relationship with you and your wife, and I think a lot of it you like to be a straight shooter. So you just have to answer yes or no. Does the public have a correct idea of how things are run in that Whitecaps organization? Yes or no? Or are there things that happen that maybe people don't know?
Yes, people, there are things that happen that people don't know.
Okay, and we will leave it with that. How you leave here, how different of a person?
Excuse me?
How you leave here, how different of a person from a young man who was a young father coming to Vancouver,
Oh,
as a
yeah.
guy who scored the goal to remember for the Whitecaps getting him into the playoffs, the goal to be scored for his country, a goal in the World Cup. How different are you as a player and a man leaving Vancouver?
I think I get out from here as a better person, as a better football player, because I've been grown in every aspect, and to be honest, I leave very happy from here because not only for that new opportunity that is coming, but for all the nice people that I have met here in the city. I have a lot of friends here, so we live good from here.
Yeah, and you know what? When we won't get into it, you said there's more times to talk and say
Yeah.
more things. But what's your final message to those who became Whitecap fans and fans of you as the captain?
Well, Whitecaps fans, they have to continue supporting their players, right? I know that football is very passionate and fans are fans, but at the end, we cannot forget that we are humans, we are people. So there was a lot of messages, things saying about me, but that really don't bother me because I know who I am. I know I love everyone. You know me. And at the end, I deal with the positive things.
Well said. Listen, I know you're running on like a couple hours sleep, and you didn't have to answer the phone. I appreciate that you did. Big Poppy, it's been fun to get to know you. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas
Feliz
to you.
Navidad,
and yes, and Pura Vida, best of luck as you move forward, buddy.
Yes, thank you. And after New Year, we're going to have more conversations.
Sportsnet 650.